Okay. Today is Friday, October 25th. This is the Daf Yomi, beginning Maseches Nida. Okay, Rabotai, good morning. We'll be leaving with a couple of Masechtas that are 2-3 blot and get into a Masechta that is, not the one of the longest.
87.
But 87? Okay.
87.
So if you take a look at the Mishnah. Okay, so for the introduction to this Masechta, there were lots of different topics that I could have focused on, particularly sugyos that are all across Shas, Chazaka, Rove. There are so many of them that touch upon fundamental principles. What I decided to focus on was the halacha of Vestos. The fact that a chazaka could be established for a woman who sees a dam 3 times in a particular pattern. So if you take a look at the Mishnah, for example, and Samach Gimel Amud Beis for a second, the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis.
For those who have it.
Oh, okay, right. I didn't think of that. Otherwise, I would have put that on the source sheet. Thought everybody. It's okay. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah says on the last two lines of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, She'ein isha kova'as loveses ad shetikba'ena gimel pa'amim. A woman does not establish a veses, time period during which we can expect her menstrual bleeding to begin until she has repeated that particular pattern 3 times. Normally, in terms of establishing a pattern, there is a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel throughout Shas as to when patterns are established. Rebbe is of the opinion that patterns are established after 2 occasions, and on the 3rd one, the new status has been implemented. That's Rebbe's opinion. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel's halacha opinion is that it always requires 3 times in order to establish any type of pattern, and on the 4th occasion, the pattern is implemented lahalacha. Implemented lahalacha. Yet, the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos on the Samach Dalid Omud Beis, take a look at the sheet. Uposhitlon, the Gemara resolves the debate of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe in the following fashion. Nisuin Umalkios Karebi, Vestos Vishar Hamuad Kirab Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara splits its psak and says that when we're dealing with Nisuin or Malkus, there you go ahead and paskin like Rebbe. So I'm not going to go through all of these cases, but just briefly, Nisuin is the halacha that if somebody gets married and two of her husbands die, so is she permitted to marry a 3rd time, or do we say that she is a katlonis? She's a murderer. How is she a murderer? It's a good question. But that's what the Gemara says.
Mazal
girl. Right?
Yes.
So there, we're going to paskin like Rebbe, that the pattern of her interaction with men will generate death after 2 occasions, will paskin like Rebbe, and malkuyos. What are malkuyos? If somebody violates an avera once, Besdin brings him, and Adim witness it, they bring him to Besdin, and they give him malkus. He does, a couple of weeks, months later, he does the same avera again, bemezid, and they give him malkuyos. So then he establishes the pattern of being a Rasha. So if he's a Rasha, then any time he comes to Besdin, he cannot testify. So in order to implement that status, says the Gemara, we will paskin like Rebbe, that the status is implemented, is created after two occasions, and on the third time, he is already a Rasha. For those two halakhas, Malkios and Nesuin. However, for Vestos v'sharamuad, to establish a chazaka that a woman will experience her menstrual period exactly at that particular time, we will wait till three times in order to establish it, and on the fourth time we will act accordingly. And same thing by a shor hamuad, a shor that goes ahead and gores. So when does it change from a tam to a muad? After three times, and on the fourth time the owner pays nezek shalem. So the Ramban is puzzled. How can the Gemara arbitrarily, if you have a machloikis between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, how could you arbitrarily say, you know what, these cases we're going to paskin like him. What's the logic of such a psak halacha? If Rebbe is fundamentally correct, paskin like him all the time. If Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is fundamentally correct, paskin like him all the time. So the Ramban says in source bet, Ha da amri sat stame ninu upashat lecha nisuin u malkius karebi vestos vishor amuad kirab Shimon Gamliel tema he heich yehe halacha b'makom echad betrezimne. How can the halacha be established in certain cases with two repetitions u'b'makom acher and in other areas of halacha begimel with three? The Rebbe Gufe hechi sasam hacha kenafshe v'hacha keavua, and Rebbe himself, as the editor of the Mishnah, because there in Yevamos, it's Rebbe is quoting the opinion. He himself says in certain cases the halacha is like my father, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Why would he do that? He himself holds that a chazaka is established with two occasions. So why would he in other occasions defer to his pop? Why doesn't he maintain consistency?
But there's many cases where he passes against himself. We'll have a Stam Mishnah that's against him.
Okay, so in each time, you might want to ask a question. Why would Rebbe formulate, because he might survey and say, everybody's voting against me. And the halacha is not Kerebi Mechave Rav. Just like Rabbi Akiva. So there are, you should always ask that question. If we know that Rebbe Shita is against the Stam Mishnah, you have to ask, why did Rebbe not at least record his opinion in the Mishnah? Edit his opinion into the Mishnah. So the Ramban asks that question. Answers the Gemara, Shema Yesh Loimar, Dinesuin Lechumra, Nesuin, you go Lechumra. Why? Because we're dealing with potential life. So it's Suffolk. Pikuach nefesh, you always go lechumra. Therefore, this status of this woman as a katlonis will be fixed after two occasions, and we will not allow her to marry on the third occasion. Umalkios, kevan de bechayve krisus askinan, mevaarin osei ra'os mi Yisrael. And by chayve malkios, which can also include every case of kares, you remember there is a machloikis, whether every chayve krisus gets malkus as well. So what do we want to do? We want to eradicate bad people from Am Yisrael. So therefore we'll get rid of them as soon as possible and determine their fate after two repetitions and not three. Avo vestos derabbanan ninu. This halacha of vestos, that a woman establishes her pattern, and we'll see in relationship to which halachas in a second, is fixed, is a din derabbanan. And if it's a din derabbanan, we have the liberty of going lekula and say that the pattern is not established until three times, and on the fourth time we'll act appropriately. V'chein shoramuat. Shor HaMuad, you can't say is a din derabbanan, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, but why do we first establish that he becomes a Shor HaMuad on the fourth occasion? Because there is a counter halacha, Hamaytzi Michaveri all of Araya. The victim has to prove to what? To the owner of the ox, that your ox that gored mine was a Muad. And you can't prove it, because maybe the halacha is like Rab Shimon Gamliel. So after the second time, the owner of the ox can always apply the halacha of amaytzi mechaver elav araya. The atlosa zimna lo meyad. And therefore, usveke sasam lon Rebbe Baha. And therefore, Rebbe established the halacha like them in those opinions, in those two cases. But number one, the Mishnah, according to the Ramban, he believes that Vestos, the whole halacha of Vestos, is only a din de Rabbanan. We're going to explore that in a second. But first, I want to just give you the halachos themselves that are implemented by a Vestos.
Why is making it, why is saying that it's Rekul of B3, aren't the halachos easier if it's 2 versus 3? If it's a
Vestos kavula
versus not?
No, there are many more. There are many more kulas, as we'll see throughout the Gemara. Many more kulas, and I'll give you a couple of them right now. Number one, Vestos establishes lisha avar, going backwards, namely that if a woman's Vestos, let's assume she has a Vestos, a standard 30-day Vestos. So 30 days come, and she did not check herself at all. And later on, she experiences her menstrual bleeding. What do we say? That when did it start? When she starts seeing it. Namely, that until from the time of the Vestos, talking about the halacha, the Vestos will tell us that until that particular time, she did not experience anything. So on if on the 28th day she may have touched taharos or tomatoes and or taharos actually, we will never assume that she had already seen and didn't notice it and was mitame truma or kachin. We will never say that, at least until the day of the Vestos. So that's the Vestos operating lisha avar, going backwards. Number two, that there is a chazaka that when she does see blood on the day of the Vestos, we automatically assume it's vaginal bleeding. The Gemara will talk about dam haba mimakom acher, particularly what's called dam maka. You know, maybe she had some type of an infection that was bleeding. How do we know it was dam nida? The Vestos, if she has a Vestos of Shalosh Pa'amim, the halacha establishes automatically that on that day, at least, perhaps going forward as well, but on that day, is automatically Dam Nida, and we don't assume that it was Dam Mimako Macher or Dam Maka. That's a second halacha. Third halacha, even going forward, that... that during her Vestos, she does not have to make any bedikos before she has relationships with her husband. We can assume that every time she has relations with her husband, she is blood free. Why? Because the Vestos tells her she's not going to be bleeding. Shulchan Aruch says that chsidim and anshei masa should be bodek every time they have relations to make sure that the husband is not boil anida. Here, he doesn't have to. And, yeah. And a chumrah that comes about, that on the day of the Vestos, husband is not permitted to have relations with his wife.
On the owner before, right?
But at least that's certainly a din de rabbanan. But I want to operate for a second. Even if Vestos are the oraisa, it's until that day, a husband is not permitted to have relations with his wife on the day of the Vestos because the chazaka tells us she will already experience menstrual bleeding. So there are four consequences of the halacha of Vestos, whether it's the oraisa or the rabbana, or the rabbana. Now, in terms of whether it is the oraisa or the rabbana, if you take a look at, do you have Daf Tezvav, Tev Zayin Amud Beis?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to Daf Tezvav Zayin Amud Beis for a minute. Tezayin Amud Beis. Tezayin Amud Aleph. Tezayin Amud Aleph. Ba'umine me Rav Nachman. It's five lines from the top on Tezayin Amud Aleph. Ba'umine me Rav Nachman. Vestos de Oraisa or de Rabbanan. Is the halacha Veses de Oraisa or only mid Rabbanan? So, if I were to ask you, what would be your gut reaction to a yes or no, the Oraisa or the Rabbanan? What would you say? No pasuk in the Chumash that talks about it.
Well, the way you just described it is Rabbanan. Because we're not really sure, and therefore we go the Chumra both ways when you talk 2 and 3.
Okay.
So it's... I don't know what to do. So
is the halacha okay. Stuff with the Oraisa, the Oraisa, or the halacha?
Okay, so first of all, that's going to touch upon another issue. When we say that when the Veses comes, certain halachas are not triggered, do we assume that it creates a Vadai Tameya, or do we assume it's only Suffolk Tameya? We'll see. That's in itself another machloikus. So let's take a look at Rashi, who talks about it, whether it's the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. It's the second Rashi on the top of the page. Hard the kaimelon, the baya bedika bishas vesta, the oraisa he, the im loy batka temeya. How does Rashi create this halacha that if a woman experiences her veses, now that mandates her to check because with the halacha anticipates you're going to begin your cycle today. So you better check. You better check before you handle kachim. You better check before you handle truma. And you better check before you have relations with your husband. So Rashi, number one, states that the halacha of veses is significant only in terms of the consequence. What do I mean the consequence? That when the veses arrives, she must make a bedika. De baya bedika bishas vesta de oraisahi. De im lo batka timea. That if she did not check, the halacha will now assume that what happened, that she did experience bleeding and she didn't notice it. The blood, dried up, trickled away or something. V'afilu batka acharzman umitzaasa tahora. Even if she checked herself subsequently and noticed that she was tahar, clean, why is she tameya? De oreach bizmano ba, because a guest who comes all the time is going to come all the time on time. Vidam chazai, she saw blood even though she didn't notice it. Vinafal lekarka, and just escaped her and she didn't notice it. Highly unlikely, but that's the possibility. That's if it's the oraisa. O de rabbanan hu the atzrichuha, or the requirement to check on the day of her veses is only a din de rabbanan. V'atzrichu, and what happens? V'imlo batka tahora. If she did not check, so now she handled kachin. Do we know definitively that what? That she became tameya, that she experienced bleeding? No. So therefore it's a suffek de rabbanan. If it's a suffek de rabbanan, what are we going to do? We're going to be mitaher har. So Rashi now says that that's the question, whether vestos to oraisa or vestos to rabbanan. But no one answered the question. So your inclination was that it was the rabbanan. Why would you not say that just like every other chazaka is a din d'oraisa? We operate with chazakas on a d'oraisa, not just on a d'rabbanan.
Right, but she also has a chazaka. Before that chazaka, she has a
chazaka. Good. Good. That's exactly what most Rishonim will say, that the reason why they believe that the three-time pattern does not operate midoraisa because it's countered with another chazaka, namely that after a woman went to the mikvah, she establishes a cheskes tahara. And if she establishes a cheskes tahara, we have the halacha is that you always resolve elements of doubt until you know definitively that the chazaka changed. The Gemara will give examples about a mikvah. Mikvah shenimdad, where you measured a mikvah and was exactly 40 sa'ah. So it establishes a cheskes tahara until you notice that what? That it's missing the 40th sa'ah.
But doesn't unless the food also have a...
Unless you say that the vessel breaks the chazaka.
What?
Unless you say that the vessel breaks the chazaka.
No, but how... You don't have definitive information.
If it's
the oraisa, it does. Exactly. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. But we'll see, even if it's the oraisa and breaks the chazaka, some rishonim, Rashi Bereisham, is going to say that anything that she touched is only tamei misafek, not tamei vadas. That's also going to be a machlokes of rishonim. But we'll see why.
Because it has chazaka of... the truma is
chazaka. Ah, because there is a counter chazaka. Good. That the kachim and the truma were tahar. Exactly. That's what's playing on here. There are counter chazakos all around, and therefore it's not the simple application of the law of chazaka. It's not the simple pattern. Yes? That's exactly. But if it's a suffix d'oraisa, why wouldn't we say l'chumra that she is tamei midoraisa? And if she touched taharos, they have to be burnt.
But that's the actuality, is the suffix d'oraisa.
So once the suffix d'oraisa has been resolved based on the veses,
the veses is a geder.
No, that's then it's not a din d'oraisa. Once you use the word geder, what's the din d'oraisa? What's the din d'oraisa?
What the geder is preventing.
Right, then it's a d'rabbanan.
No, then it's a d'rabbanan. Then it's a pure d'rabbanan. Once you introduce geder, even though there are, that's a separate shir, does the concept of a siyug apply on a d'oraisa level?
There are a couple of cases.
I know. I'm just telling him. That's a separate shir. So there is, in Parshas Achrei Mos, the Isur of Churva. Not permit to have relations with Arayos, but on a Oraisa level, according to the Rambam, to kiss them or embrace them, acts of Chiba, that might be. Chametz Bal Yeram Bayimatze might be a Geder Midor. So, but again, I don't want to go into that now. Yeah, that's how Rashi learns it.
So he just, that's how he learns the machlok.
The suffix is, in terms of the consequence, if she failed to what? Check herself. Take a look at the Rosh in Source Gimel. Rosh right at the beginning of Maseches Nida. Kol isha sheyesh lo veses dayashata. Says the Rosh. The kevon sheyesh lo veses kavua. Amrinon oreach bismano ba ve'eno mitama lemafreya.
Right.
That's the halacha of vesos da oraisa. What does that mean? I don't have to worry about consequences that she failed to what? Do the bidiko which the Rabbana now mandated. I don't have to worry about that. You know what it is? It's the fundamental in the halacha itself. That since we believe that she's going to see on the 30 days are up, on the 30th day, automatically any tumah, any taharos, kachim, and truma that she touched are automatically tamei. We don't even enter the possibility in our mind that she was tamei of when she handled them, and automatically it's 100% tahar, and a kayin is allowed to eat it, and we're allowed to be do whatever it else. You can put it on the mizbeach if they are the limbs of kachim, no problem, no problem.
How about a female Kohen? Do you ever get near Kachim?
Okay, that's a technical Kashin. Okay. She was a technical Kashin. Okay. Okay. So do a Truma. Okay? Truma. Good. Now, good. So that's...
details.
That's right. That's the Rosh.
Maybe she identified as a Kohen.
Now, next point. Got to move on. got to try to do the daf also. Yeah. Next point. If you look at that Rashi that we mentioned before, or another Rashi. Got where that Rashi is. There is another Rashi that says, how do I know that if you assume that Vestas Doraisa, how do I know that they are Doraisa? How do I know that Vestas are Doraisa? So when you're dealing with Sharamua, the Pasuk itself says three times whatever it is. So Rashi says, I forgot where the. I thought I wrote down the Rashi. Let me see if Das Tez Rashi says it. Okay, go to Daf Tez. Amud Aleph for a minute. Rashi on Daf Tes.
It's just my story, it's a different story than yours.
No. Yes. Daf Tes Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. That's exactly what I wanted to show you. Vestis Doraisa. Osa bedika, Rashi again harps on the consequence. Osa bedika, shehitzrichuha leisha, lihi badeik, bishas vesta, dvar torahu, according to that opinion, halacha lemoshe misinai, de oreach ba bizmano ba. And everybody asks the question, why is it that Rashi needs a halacha lemoshe misinai? The halacha of chazakah, whether it's two or three, is a din d'oraisa. We apply the halacha of shorah muad, b'chol ha-Torah kula, not just here in Vestos. Whenever we apply the halacha of chazakah, it's three times based on a din d'oraisa, which is formulated in the Torah in relationship to shorah muad. Shorah muad, it's not just that it happens on the fourth time. What is the chazakah that is established? The behemoth is a bad guy. That's what it's doing. The fact that it pays Nezek Sholem is a consequence for the lack of shmira of the bailim. But it's the pattern of the animal that has changed where we feel we have a right to hold the owner responsible. So the pattern has changed. That din is a din d'oraisa. What do we need to look at Mishina? So there are a variety of answers.
Does it make a difference that Sharmuad establishes an aberrant behavior, and by Vestas it establishes a normal behavior?
That's okay. I don't know.
But is it by Torah establishing?
What? It's possible. It's possible. That might be. I don't know. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Okay. So if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Source Hay, in that second paragraph, Umin HaTorah, Ain't sorach lachshosh shema hergisha v'lava data v'kevan shelo hergisha. You know why the you need the halacha l'moshe misinai? Because I should have said this at the very beginning. On a d'oraisa level, a woman only becomes tameya if she has some type of physical sensation that she's going to be experiencing her menstrual cycle. Because dam with ar hargasha mid oraisa is not matama. The Aruch HaShulchan claims that's why I need a halacha l'moshe misinai to teach me this veses to implement the consequence. Because if she was not margish, mid oraisa in theory, she should have been completely tahora and not required any investigation at all. So the halacha l'moshe misinai is saying, no, in this particular case, I will mandate the consequence of bedika on the day of the veses due to the fact, because we're talking about shelo hergisha. But indeed, if hergisha, under those circumstances, you don't need a halacha l'moshe misinai. Then we can implement the halacha oreach bizman oba simply based on the pattern of establishing the halacha of chazaka that operates on a d'oraisa level. On a d'oraisa level, yeah. Now we had said, yeah.
Can you also say that the halacha of vessels is counterbalanced by the midoraisa approved?
Then it's by the oraisa of pruvu.
Women don't have a chi of pruvu.
That's true. Only men. Number
two. You need two to tango.
I know. But if you're asking a halacha of, but if you're asking on a doraisa level, it's not going to focus on that. Not. And also, you know, with tumah and tahara, it has no consequence whatsoever. No consequence. And we should point out before we start Maseches Nida, the halacha of Nida has two areas of concern. Number one, there's a state of Tumma, which today has zero relevance, because Tumma and Tahara Bizman HaZeh only has if you decide to go on the Harabayis, that's the only thing. Otherwise, there's no consequence to Tumma and Tahara. And I just say as a comment, Baruch Hashem, this Sukkot, they established a record of the number of people who went on the Harabayis to Daven between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. All-time record, 6,800 and something people.
Not
all-time. No, I mean all-time. since the Churban Abayis. All-time record since the Churban Bayisheni.
I'm not sure about Churban Bayisheni.
Why not? When else would they have been on there?
But it was
Churban Bayisheni?
Okay.
And there's a second area of halacha of heter and isur labala. So that's the pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos, v'isha benidas tumasa lo sikrava legalo servasa. And there's a penalty of kares should one have a relations. So let's go to the Gemara itself. Got to move on. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Beit Shammai Omer, Kol Hanashim Dayan Shata. Shammai Omer, Kol Hanashim Dayan Shata. All women, when they, if they had not made a bedika, we simply say that when they did see, up until now, they did not see, and anything they handled is automatically tahora. Any kachim, and there are three concerns that the Gemara will ultimately talk about. One, truma. Two, kachim. Three, tahoros shina'asu chulin shina'asu al taros hakodesh. If you remember that on chulin as well, on that beis on beis chulin shina'asu al taros hakodesh. People who decided to treat their ordinary foods as if it was kachim, to practice that when they handle kachim, they are handling it properly. So the Gemara will apply, or Rishonim will apply, whatever we're saying, certainly to Trumas and Tahor, Trumos. And when Rashi says, take a look at the Rashi, Imras Adam, Dai Lanu Im Titame Truma Vitaharos. What do I mean, Truma? Truma is regular Truma. And Tahoros, meaning Chulin Shinasu Ataras HaKodesh. All of that will be from the time that she notices Mishas Riya ve'elech v'lo amrina kehecha de'ashta ishtakach be'dam be'beis hachitzon. And we will not say that if she had checked herself, she would have experienced or noticed that she was already bleeding. We do not say that. It's from the time that she sees anything retroactive, according to Shammai, is automatically tahar. Hillel Omer, Mipkida Lipkida, Vafilu Liyamim Rab Harbe. Hillel says, no, it doesn't go back retroactively, Olam Vaed, but it goes Mipkida Lipkida, from the time that she checked herself. So if she checks herself on a Sunday and then finds nothing, and then goes and checks herself again on a Wednesday, we assume that now that she found herself, when she checked herself on Wednesday, she noticed that she was bleeding already. Under those circumstances, we assume that the bleeding started the minute after she checked herself on Sunday.
Is this something
Yes, 100%. The Chachamim Oimrim, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. Chachamim say we don't follow Hillel or Shammai. Elo me'eis le'eis, mima'etes al yidei mepkida lepkida, u'mepkida lepkida mima'etes al yidei me'eis le'eis. There are two factors to be concerned with. Number one, me'eis le'eis means 24-hour period. So if she checked herself on Wednesday morning, let's say, and then checked herself on Wednesday evening, so it's less than a me'eis le'eis. So here, we don't have to worry about going 24 hours backwards, but you can go back to the mipkida lepkida. And all you have to do is wait 12 hours, check the anything that she touched within the last 12 hours, from the time that she checked herself in the morning to the time that she checked herself in the evening. But if I go back to my first case, where she checked herself Sunday, and she checked herself on Wednesday, I will not be mitame anything she touched on Monday and Tuesday, only within 24 hours of the time that she checked herself on Wednesday. So if she checked herself on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., we go back to any taharos that she handled on Tuesday 8 a.m. But the taharos that she handled on Monday and Sunday after she checked herself will not be Baba Cheshbon to be mitame.
So they fundamentally argue with Shammai, but they only argue on the implementation.
Correct. To some extent, yes. That we don't completely rely on the Chazaka, that is true, and that's again Shammai.
We're not talking about Vessas here, no.
What?
We're not talking about Vessas.
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. We're not. That's correct.
Okay.
Now, then the Mishnah says, "Kol isha sheyesh lo veses dayoshata." But if a woman has already established a veses under those circumstances, we now assume that anything since the last veses passed is 100% tahora. The hamishameshes be'edim harezu kipkida umameetes al yad me'es le'es v'al yad mepkida lepkida. Ketzad. Ketzad dayashata. Hoiso yosheves b'mita v'asuka b'taharos. A woman was sitting on a bed and handling taharot. Upirsha. She got off the bed. V'ro'asa hi. V'ro'asa. And she now experiences a bleeding. He tameya, she becomes tameya, vehein tahorot. But as long as she was sitting on the bed remains tahora, and anything she handled while sitting on the bed also remains tahora. The Gemara will talk about why do we care about the bed so much. Gemara will talk about that. Why don't we just focus on the issue here, that we're talking about taharos, kachim and truma. Afal pisha amru mitame la'eis la'eis, eina mona ela misha shera'asa. That if she, if the bedika took place within 24 hours, as I illustrated before, started Wednesday morning, did another bedika, Wednesday morning she was fine. Sat on the bed, had another bedika at 6 p.m., and then she noticed that she was bleeding, or just noticed that she was bleeding. So then she doesn't have to check backwards, me'eis le'eis, it's just mepkida lepkida. My time of the shamay. Kasavar hamed isha al cheskasa. So somebody said that. That a woman has a cheskas tahara. The isha becheskas tahora omedes, and as a result, we have no right to assume that when she does a bedika and notice that she is bleeding, that the bleeding began any time retroactively. V'hilal amar ki amrinan dava ki amrinin. Ki amar hamei dover al cheskasal hecha deleka reyos of migufe. When do we establish and rely on a chazaka? When there is nothing to us to indicate that something happened to the chazaka. Aval itza, but a woman, kaven de migufa Chachazia, since that which counteracts the chazaka is experienced by her personally, lo amrinan ukmo achazkasa. Therefore, we have no right to assume that the chazaka applies. It's called a reyusa. And when there is a reyusa, when there is something counteracting the status of the chazaka, we don't always rely on the chazaka.
Rashi says it's more wagila. That's the concern.
What?
Rashi says wagila, meaning she doesn't have this standard chazaka, but this is going to always happen to her.
Right, okay.
It's
yes.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That is a regular problem.
Yeah. Asks the Gemara, Umayshna mimikvah. What difference might there be concerning the status of a mikvah? The snan, this case is quoted all over the place. Mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. A mikvah that was measured, and we notice that it's less than 40 saw. So the halacha is, Kol taharo shinasu al gabav limafreya bein berushas harabim bein berushas hayachid tmeos. All kachim and truma or chulin shinasan al taros hakodesh, which were assumed to be tahar, are now automatically tamei. Not only are they tamei besafek, they are tamei what tumas vaday. Whether or not this mikvah, or whether this touching took place in Rosh Hashanah, where we have a halacha midda oraisa, that safek tuma b'Rosh Hashanah is tahar, and safek tuma b'Rosh Hayachid is tameya. In these cases, we assume that the taharos that were touched by a tamei after the immersion in this mikvah, so it's obviously not talking about food itself, but what happened? You did kalev, which you wanted to cook kachim and you so then the kalev are tameos.
But this is the mikvah, yeah. What's the Rosh Hashanah?
Correct.
So it's not, that's what Rashi's saying. Bainchim mikvah only versus Rabbi Kamel.
Yeah. Correct. 100%.
The rabbi is just saying not the food went to the.
It's not. I just said not the food.
You didn't put the piece of
you didn't put the mikvah.
Right, but I'm saying, where would you have a mikvah that's in Rosh Hashanah that's like open to everything? You wouldn't have like a room on it?
What's
you have a pit.
It's for
yeah.
River. That's what about the Kalem mikvah here?
Yeah.
Kalem mikvah here is
no, but they, okay. But then, okay. Now, whatever. But then it was a pit.
Yeah, okay. That's technical.
I'm a technical guy sometimes.
But your father would scream at you.
That's possible.
Not possible.
It's possible.
It's definite.
It's early in the morning, you know.
All right.
Good. Technicalities, you worry about. So here is the question: Lishamai Kasha Lemafreya. According to Shammai, the question is, why would we impose a tumah upon these kalim lemafreya? Shammai believes that we maintain the chazaka until the status change has been identified. That's when you examine the mikvah and notice there was missing 40th sa'a. Lehilel kasha vadai. Yeah? Let me just say, Lehilel kasha vadai. According to Hillel, the question is, why do these kalim become tuma bivadai, not suffik? The ilu me eis la eis shebenida. If it is within eis la eis by nida, according to Hillel, tolin. What do we do with any tumea, any kachim or truma that were in this? We don't burn it. Tolin, we just allow it to sit there. Lo ochlin, we don't eat the truma, velo sarfin. Ve'ilu hacha, tuma vadai. But here, we apply the halacha that any kachim or truma that were cooked in these pots have to be burnt. And we assume that they become tumea vadais. So the question is on Hillel as well.
Why is there a question on Shammai? Shammai talked about the original chazaka. These have a chaskas tumea. These can't. Wait, you're bringing them to the mikvah. So I'm afraid they still have a.
No, but they were tovel.
But the mikvah was not.
No.
There's a suffix on whether the mikvah was going to use it. So just like you said with the woman, that's chaskas tahara. Those kelim has chaskas tumea. I'm afraid. Why would
there
be a question on
Shammai?
We don't have to.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Right? If the mikvah is considered.
If the mikvah
is considered kosher, once you told them, then not kosher right now.
We don't know if the mikvah is good.
No, we checked it 2 days ago. It was 100% fine. So why wouldn't Shammai say that the mikvah was definitely kosher? Of course, 100% has cheskes tahara. Cheskes kshera. Correct. Answers the Gemara. Hasam mishum deika lemeimar hametome al cheskaso. There we can say that we should. That's your argument. Hametome al cheskaso ve'emelo tovah. Ask the Gemara. Adarava hamet mikvah al cheskaso ve'emelo chaser. Answers the Gemara. Hare chaso lefanecha, but it's missing right now. Hachanami hare dam lefanecha. Answers the Gemara. Hashta hu de chazoi. Hachanami hashta hu de chaser. Say the same thing. When did the mikvah lose its 40th zah? 2 seconds ago. Answers the Gemara. Hachi hashta. Hasam ikalameimar chasar va'asar chasar va'asar. By mikvah, you can entertain the possibility that a mikvah doesn't lose its 40th zah in an instant. It probably is what? A slow process of evaporation.
Right.
Exactly. As it's being used. Correct. Hacha mi ikalameimar chazoi va'asa chazoi va'asa. Here is it possible to assume that what? She started bleeding slowly, and it just came, just now we noticed the aggregate total. Answers the Gemara, Umay Kushya, Vidilma Hagas, Hagas Chazite. Maybe, yes, that's exactly the way she experienced it. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Ika Tarti Lareyusa, Haka Ika Chada Lareyusa. There are two things going wrong. Number one, Hame Tame Al Cheskaso, namely that the pots were indeed Tame, so they maintained their Cheskas Tuma until we know for a fact that what? That they entered a kosher mikvah. Plus, we have a Reyusa in the mikvah. So the cheskes tahara of the mikvah has been compromised. Cheskes kshera of the mikvah has been compromised by the fact that now I measured and what? It's not. However, by a woman, there's only one reyusa, namely the kachim and the truma with tahoros. That's their chazaka. What's the only? A woman also has a chazaka that she was tahora. And what happens? So there's only one reyusa. Indicating that her status had changed. Since there's only one Reyusa, therefore, according to Shammai, we say, resolve it based on her Chazaka. According to Hillel, we take the precaution, but it's only Safek Mituma, and not only Safek Tomei, whereas by the Mikvah, where there are two things wrong, it's Tmei of Adois. Ask the Gemara, Umayshna Mechavis. Disnan, Hoya Bodekes Achavis Lios Mafra Shalal Truma. Somebody was checking a chavis, a vessel, in order to be Mafresh Truma. Vaholech, what was he to be Mafresh? He wanted to be Mafresh wine. And Vaachake Nimtza Chometz. And now he noticed that that there was vinegar instead of wine. So there is a machloikis in Maseches Trumos, whether wine and chometz are considered shnei minin, or one min which has simply gone wrong. If it's one min and simply gone bad, then there is no problem of being mafresh chometz on yayin. Because the halacha is, even though you're not supposed to do so, that if you have good crops and bad crops, you are permitted to be mafresh min hara'a al hatova. You're allowed to do it. The truma is chal, even though the halacha says you should not do so. But if they are shnei minin, if chometz and yayin are two separate types, under those circumstances, you cannot be mafresh oranges on apples. You have to be mafresh oranges for oranges. So here, the Gemara, this Mishnah is operating on the fact that we consider chometz and yayin shnei minin, and now we are worried that we noticed that this chometz, whether or not it operates, whether he was mekayin the mitzvah of hafrasha for the yayin in the entire barrel. So the Gemara says,
I think what Rashi is saying is that he's drinking each barrel. As he's drinking, he's saying, this is my barrel set aside for truma.
And the one that I ate, the one that I drank already, was already drunk.
or he's drunk multiple, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is going back, it could be forever, I mean, the whole season.
Not saying no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Kol gimli yamim harishayinim, vadai. Mikan ve'elech safek. So the first 3 days after he noticed that it was chometz, the first three previous days are definitely yayin. Why is it definitely yayin? Because wine doesn't become vinegar in 2 seconds. It takes, there's a process of it spoiling. And anything beyond the 3 days, from that point on, we now assume that it's chometz. So this is kasha l'shamai. So this is a question against Shammai. Why? Because Shammai says that you rely on the chazaka when you checked it the first time. What status did it have? It had status of what? Of wine. And now, until you checked it, after 3 days, that status is going to change. So why doesn't Shammai say the same thing? That give it some time to allow the woman to maintain her chazaka, but if it's from one bedika to the next bedika was more than 3 days, or Shammai should agree that maybe after 3 days we should choshesh that she started seeing gadam at that particular time. Answers the Gemara, Hasa mishim deikul ameimar, hamed tevel al cheskaso ve'em alo nesake. There we can say that the barrels of wine have a chazaka. What chazaka do they have? Tevel, that you were not yet mekayim the mitzvah of hafrashim. Ask the Gemara Adarab, hamig yayin al cheskaso ve'em alo hichmetz. Why don't you say that yayin maintains its chazaka and it did not become vinegar until the last possible second? It too has a chazaka. Answers the Gemara, Harei hichmitz lefanecha. But there is a reyesa. Right now it's no longer yayin, it's chometz. Asked the Gemara, Hachanami, Harei dam lefanecha. A woman noticed the second time when she checked herself that what? That she was tameya. Answers the Gemara, Hashtahu dechazoi. Well, right now is when she saw the blood. Ask the Gemara, Hasanami Hashtahu Dehechmitz. Let's say the same thing. When did the Yayin become Chometz? 2 seconds before what? He noticed it. Hachi Hashta. Hasam Ikolameima Hechmitz V'asa Hechmitz V'asa. There by Yayin in all probability, if it became Chometz vinegar, what happens? It did so slowly over a process. Hacha Ikolameima Chazoi V'asa Chazoi V'asa. Ask the Gemara, my kushya, what type of question is this? Duma hagas chazite. Maybe indeed she saw slowly the blood slowly came, was formulating, and then suddenly came out in the last possible second. Answers the Gemara, hasamika tarti lereyusa. Hacheika chada lereyusa. There are two things which have gone wrong. Number one, there is a cheskas tevel. Number two, we know that the status of the yayin has become impacted based on the fact that it's currently vinegar. Here, in relationship to Shammai, the truma and kutchim that she has happens to be tahoros. The only compromise is in her cheskes tahara. Therefore, Shammai says that it's... That's why I rely on the thing. Right.
Why doesn't the Gemara use the svar we had beforehand? Why can't you just compare the two and say, listen, one is regular, one's not? Because maybe the difference between the two...
That'll be later in the Gemara.
There's more to it than this.
Yeah, this is going to continue for a while.
Okay.
Ask the Gemara, V'rami chomis amikva. Maishna hocha vadai, umaishna hocha safek. Why by mikvah did the Gemara say that what? That it's tmeya mida oraisa, vadai, and here it's only suffek whether or not it was me'usar or not me'usar. Amar Rabbi Hanina, Misura, Mantana Chavis, Rabbi Shimon hi. Delegabe mikvah nami sveiko mashvela. The author of our Gemara is Rabbi Shimon, who believes that in our case, the woman, when she notices definitively that she experienced some bleeding, any taharos which she touched in the interim from the last time that she went to the mikvah is tamei only misafek, not tamei vados. So therefore, there is no kasha of chavis against. Right. How do I know this? Not mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser kala tahara shenasa agavul v'mafreya bein rushus harab rushus hayach tmeos. Rab Shimon Omer berushus harabim tahoros berushus hayach etolim. Why is it tahar berushus harabim? Because suffik tamei berushus harabim is tahar. Why is it tolin? Means you don't burn it, you don't eat it. Because suffik tamei berushus hayachid, you go to chumra. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is the author of the opinion, and hence, at least that contradiction is no longer relevant. What? That's correct. That's 100%. All right. Let's stop here.
So, just Tosa Rush points out that on the issue of whether or not it's about the chametz, you said that it's to min al min. Is it one min to the other min? So he says that it's only according to Rabbanan, because Rabbanan say that, you know, Rabbanan would say that's still good. Chametz to Yain is still good. It's only according to the other sheet that says.
That's correct.
That, so it's only according to the one sheet, because if you hold that you can.
Right, then it's no problem.
Right.
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
It's only.
I understand that.
That's what I said, yeah.
Sure, thank you.
Sure.
You said I didn't tell you that I'm a regular here, but I forget that we're coming from.
By the way, the guy who sent the email, I'm reminding everybody, I think that's hurtful. I'm not going to lie.